Chet Clark both hated and loved his job.
Why is he doing that?
The boy with the face of a wizened old man had his palms flat against the plexiglass shield. His voice was high and reedy, like he'd taken a hit from a helium balloon. The sun fried the back of Chet's neck to a crisp as he stared down at the manic orca. It flipped around several times before ramming its head into the side of the tank.
It's a she.
Chet's hands were balled into his fists. He kept them shoved deep in his pockets so no one could see.
Taka sounds like a boy's name.
Chet did everything he could not to start shouting at the staff that milled around the tank. Why the hell was this kid still here? He shouldn't be seeing this. Not unless they wanted to make sure he had nightmares for the rest of his short life.
Do you think she's mad because she's hungry?
Chet looked to Rosario Benitez for some help. He locked onto her wide, dark brown eyes, begging her to shuffle the kid away before he lost his temper. Rosario had been a trainer at the Anaheim Dolphinarium for 7 years. She was very good at what she did, despite having one of the most loathsome professions Chet could think of. She loved the orcas and treated them as best she could, but they were still wild beasts locked in tanks that were a mere drop in the vast ocean they should be traversing. The orca's massive dorsal fin was bent over on itself, flopping from side to side as she rocketed around the tank.
Taka's just playing around. She gets like that when she's tired.
She draped her arm over the kid's shoulder and led him away from the observation platform above the tank.
Is she going to hurt herself?
Chet had overheard one of the trainers say the kid had progeria. The disease made him look as if he'd rapidly aged, his small frame and bulbous head seeming so fragile. Chet worried about accidentally bumping into him as he assessed the situation. The boy had been given a special behind-the-scenes look into the orca show, thanks to a gift from the Dreams Come True Association. Chet was pretty sure this wasn't the magic moment the charity had intended for the terminal boy. Rosaria was quick on her feet.
Killer whales have extremely thick skulls. They have to in order to take down big whales and sharks. Taka doesn't even feel it. It's just the same as how they can't feel the cold temperatures when they migrate up to Alaska. Nature designed them to be tough customers.
Taka took another crack at braining herself. This time right below Chet's feet, he felt the impact in his molars. The platform reverberated, a bucket of half-frozen fish toppling over. Chet skipped over one of the fish as it slid past him, bouncing off the plexiglass. This time, there was blood in the water. Chet turned to the trainer standing by the bucket.
Hand me another.